Joining me live over the phone right now this morning is Tim Hale, chairman of the board with the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Tim, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, Duke. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Hey, fantastic. Appreciate you hopping on the air with us today. And once every three or so months, like to have you on the air to chat about the Education Foundation, what's happening. And as we head into 2026, I'm assuming the foundation's full bore ahead on its scholarship drives for the year, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We are all guns blazing right now. We have Tim Dockstetter, our director of the foundation, who's just doing a fantastic job. So she's out there reaching out to both our previous business and community donors, as well as anyone new who may be interested in finding ways to support our graduating seniors across the LCSD2 school district. So yes, we're working hard on that. Kim just does a fantastic job. We raised close to $150,000 last year for these scholarships, and that's been at around $100,000 or more pretty consistently for quite a few years in the time we've been doing this. So it's really become quite a legacy thing that we do, and a wonderful way for the community to support graduating seniors from the school district. So we're really excited to continue going with this program and all the fruits that we see from it, giving a leg up to these graduating kids.
Just a couple items to reiterate. First, it is school district-wide, right? So not just Star Valley High School, but also includes Cokeville and Swift Creek.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we are absolutely focused district-wide, not just Star Valley, even though that's where, me and our director and other board members are based. We actually have a great board representation down in Cokeville with Jan Moody on our board. And then of course Swift Creek. We open ourselves up to scholarships there. We love our Swift Creek High kids. Any graduating senior across the district can apply for these scholarships.
And this is something where you can do as an individual or a business. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We have plenty of business donors who are just looking for ways to support kids. And in some cases, those business donors, they come to us and say, hey, you know, I'd really like a scholarship to target maybe the finance world or the sciences, or could you open the scholarship up to anyone? But I'm particularly interested in finding a student who's pursuing, studies in the sciences or in entrepreneurship. So we can cater and tailor that to that. And oftentimes our business owners are looking for that sort of nuance in what they offer. But of course, we accept general scholarships from business owners, as well as individuals, or family trusts, anyone in the community who's interested in helping and supporting us by supporting these students. We are open to that. So it doesn't matter who you are, how big your donation is, if it's $5 or $5, we get those funds as a charitable donation, potentially tax deductible, and find ways to pass it on to our kids.
What is the best way for someone to learn more or even make a donation?
The best way is to reach out to Kim Dockstetter. She really runs the program. She knows all the particulars around how people can participate. So she's the best contact there. I'm sorry, I don't have her phone number right in front of me. Otherwise, I would read it off.
But well, I can say you could probably call us. You can probably call us at SVI. We might be able to track her down for you.
So. Yes, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. And for those who know me in the community, it's a small town. So between me, people who know me and people who know Kim, I think you'll be able to find us. So please reach out if you have any questions. If people call me, I'll probably refer you over to Kim to answer more of those details. So we're just thrilled and love this program. It's always such a thrill, by the way, Duke, to see those students on stage in May. As the school year is wrapped up, receiving those scholarships. And it's absolutely incredible how much just opportunity is provided to these students through not just this scholarship program, but you go to that award assembly. I mean, there are scholarships coming from the four corners of the earth, it feels like, between different businesses and different, universities and so on. So it's such an impressive group of kids between Cokeville, you know, Swift Creek and Star Valley High.
Tim Hill, chairman of the board for the LCSD2 Education Foundation, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Tim, what else is happening with the foundation worth mentioning today?
Yeah, we've just been seeing some great success in a couple other areas. We've recently expanded our board, so we've added two new board members who are just really fantastic people in the community, connected to the schools and have children in the school district. So that's Chantel Johnson as well as Lisa Linford. So they've joined our board within the last couple of months, and they've just been a wonderful addition. We're really excited. Krista Hershey has recently completed her master's degree in statistics, which is a sort of a pilot program that we started where we essentially identify a field or fields within the within LCSD2 where we can offer classes for graduating for students who are interested in pursuing additional college credit and maybe even working toward an associate's degree through high school. So a gap that we had found was in math and particularly statistics, which we connected with Krista Hershey, a teacher, and we were able to say, hey, would you like to pilot this program with us where we essentially help to fund your master's degree in order to be able to offer those additional classes to students that they can earn for college credit. So Krista passed all of her classes with flying colors and is now right in that program where she can offer those classes, particularly in the field of statistics, to other students, and they can therefore earn that college credit. So we're continuing with that program. It's well-funded by generous donors in the community. And so we're looking for the next opportunity to find some teachers who specifically fit the classes we need, right? There are plenty who are interested in pursuing a master's degree, but they may not necessarily be in the fields that we really want to focus on, where we see the gaps within the district. So you know, specifically around the sciences, for example, math, computer science, these are the areas where we need some more opportunity to find teachers who are interested in pursuing a master's degree and continuing to teach so that they can offer those advanced credits to our high school students.
Tim, this Gateway program was announced just recently, the last couple of years. How many teachers has this program helped get that master's degree to further along this Gateway program?
Yeah, Krista has been the first one. So it's taken us some time to kind of work through, figuring out how we want to approach it, to identify an appropriate teacher, to meet together as a board and identify what are the key areas, right? Like I'd mentioned, what are the key fields that we actually need folks? Because again, we have people who are interested in some other areas, but that may not necessarily be our need at the current time. So there's Krista's the first. She really came through with glowing reviews and just did an exceptional job academically and is now able to offer that. So we're keeping our eyes and ears open for kind of finding that right fit, right? Between, we have the funding. We know this program can work well. So what are the needs that we have academically? And then who are what teacher opportunities are out there that are interested in pursuing that master's degree so that we can help those students get those credits?
Love it. Tim Hill, chairman of the board with the LCSD2 Education Foundation, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Anything else you'd like to mention today?
Oh, I just want to give a nod, of course, to you, Duke, and the SCI team for giving us this opportunity to share some things on the radio. And then just to thank our community. I mean, this is such a wonderful privilege to be involved in the foundation. I'm coming up on, I think, 8 years or so, and it's just been a real treat to rub shoulders with the incredible board that we serve with, including Superintendent Erickson, Jason Horsley with the school district. They're just fantastic, so supportive of what we're trying to do. And then just the community. I mean, you know, I love January. It's kind of, I'm not necessarily a goal setter, Duke, but I love the idea of new beginnings, right? And January feels that way. And so for anyone that's interested in finding out what are some new ways that I can, you know, participate and help our community, I think finding some way to either donate or to otherwise be involved in something like the foundation, or any other community effort can really go a long way. So I would just leave with that pitch, as it were, the invitation to for people to get involved and to thank those who have given to us at the foundation in such a tremendous way, both financially and donation of their time and energies. It's really felt and deeply appreciated.
Tim Hill, chairman of the board with the LCSD2 Education Foundation. You can reach out to Tim or another board member for more details. You can always visit LCSD2Foundation.org. That's the number two, LCSD2Foundation.org. Tim, thanks so much for your time. We'll touch base soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.